during this time of social isolation. Our need for entertainment has never been greater. Let's check out some of the great television and movies available on streaming platforms. Hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to a show that we call OtherworldlyCulture.com presents Now Streaming. I'm the Tim character on OtherworldlyCulture.com. You can always join us as well at our Twitter, which is twitter.com/radiother. At some point, we thought we were a radio show. We're not. All right, today, what have we got for the show? Oh my! It is horror. We are going to be talking about horror. And the particular thing that we streamed this time is on Hulu. It's also available on Amazon Prime. I believe it's free on Hulu. And it is called The Strain. Now, The Strain is a high-concept thriller that tells the story of Dr. Ephraim Goodweather, the head of the CDC Canary Team in New York City. Very, very appropriate for the time. He and his team are called upon to investigate a mysterious viral outbreak with hallmarks of an ancient and evil strain of vampirism. As the strain spreads, F, his team, and an assembly of everyday New Yorkers wage war for the fate of humanity itself. Co-creators, executive producers, and writers Guillermo del Toro and Chuck Hogan co-wrote the pilot script for The Strain, which was directed by del Toro. It is based on, I believe they have three books that this was based upon, and there are four seasons. That synopsis, by the way, comes to us from Hulu. What you need to know is this, you're a couple episodes into this thing, and you could still go back and forth. Is this a virus that just appears like vampires, or is this a vampire apocalypse? Spoiler alert, it's a vampire apocalypse. It wouldn't be much fun just being a pandemic, as you can tell, because people are not having much fun right now. There's a lot of things that revisiting this makes it interesting and fun right now. Just the way they depict New York under stress is very interesting to see, and maybe even a little bit prophetic as to what things would be like if something this bad would really come along. What I loved about this show is it took kind of a scientific look at the vampire, which as a monster wasn't very scary for quite a while. And they made it monstrous again, partially because they made some of the vampires more zombie-like. But also, when you find out the way that they suck blood, it's not as pretty as Bela Lugosi kind of just coming in on a neck. It's a little bit different. And there's a lot more monster in this vampire. But they still somehow work in the idea of the Eastern European type of vampire as well. And some of the more, you would think, more difficult to understand portions of the vampire legend, they put together into a way that you sit there and you go, oh, okay, that would make sense given all these other things. The first season is spectacular. Then it becomes very, very apocalypse for the next three seasons through the show. I think it's still a strong show pretty well throughout the program, but that first season is a knockout and absolutely worth it. So if you do give up, at least watch that first season. I think it's the second to last episode, which seems to be a lot of these short season type series. I think it's the second and last episode of the first season. It just blew me away and literally held me through 30 more hours of the show. The show is good throughout. I couldn't wait. This was one of those shows. I'm usually somebody that doesn't like binging, and I like to separate it out one show a day at least, you know, and not just watch one after another. I had a very hard time doing that with this one. I wanted to just keep hit and play. And at certain times I did double up because it was just so good. I think you're going to love it. A lot of good actors, a lot of good writing, great sets. The makeup is sublime, absolutely perfect. I think you're going to like it. It's called The Stream. Check it out, and wishing you good health, and keep streaming and wash those hands.